On Friday, we spoke with Demetra Smith, the chair of the Sonoma County Human Rights Commission. The commission recently released a report on human rights violations during the Santa Rosa Black Lives Matter protests. In Friday's interview, Smith described numerous allegations of excessive use of force by local law enforcement. It remains unclear how the report will be used to investigate these events and hold officers accountable. In today's report, KRCB's Adia White asked Smith what she hopes will happen next.
There has been quite a bit of public demand in the form of emails, calls, public comments on meetings, etc., to place this report on the soonest possible Santa Rosa City Council agenda for further discussion. The first demand is that the City of Santa Rosa shall engage in, an independent comprehensive review of SRPD use of force policies, practices, and training, the use of military-grade weaponry on adults and minor citizens, and the human rights abuses detailed in the report. Also, folks are asking that Chief Navarro initiate disciplinary action towards the officers responsible for the human rights abuses detailed in this report if they are, in fact, attributed to SRPD officers. They're asking that the City of Santa Rosa ban the use of military equipment such as tear gas, rubber bullets, grenades, and projectiles on residents. So these are some of the demands of the protesters. And again, we are simply communicating this to the City of Santa Rosa.
News organizations are reporting these kinds of incidents nationwide during the protests as well. Were you able to determine which law enforcement agencies were involved? Because I know there's also a lot of reports of law enforcement agencies not declaring which agency they're from.
Right. This is a huge piece. There are mutual aid agreements between law enforcement agencies. So if Santa Rosa Police Department felt like the protests were a bigger situation, than they felt capable of handling with their on-duty officers, they're able to request backup from other agencies, just in the same way that we have with firefighting and things like that, with wildfires. So at this point, no one knows, the public is not aware, the commission is not aware of how many officers responded from which jurisdictions. And because many of the officers had their name tags obscured and would not give their names or their agency when asked, we really don't know. There was one officer whose name was given to us because the name tag was visible. There are a list of other officers that are needing clarification because the names might be partial or they might need to be clarified. But those are in the report, as well as a list of vehicles that attempted to or did succeed in running over protesters. So Chief Navarro had stated in a recent interview at KRSO that he would like for the commission to provide more information on the vehicles, and they're in the report. I'm concerned, and the public is concerned about this lack of forward movement to really hold folks accountable.
That's Demetra Smith, chair of the Sonoma County Human Rights Commission. Santa Rosa Police Chief Rainer Navarro is evaluating the report. We've invited him to join us for a conversation about his department's response and hope to have him on later in the week. You can read his written response at norcalpublicmedia.org.